Julian Cooper for CKUW 95.9 FM. Marching up to the legislative steps with a group chanting Free Free Palestine. The date is July 14th, 2014. Your name would be?
Daniel Tawilef.
And you were at the Winnipeg Rally for Gaza tonight. Can you tell me why?
To show solidarity with the Palestinian people in Gaza. As a member of the Jewish community, we're no strangers to what it's like when our people are being killed. And of course, I was in Israel recently. The fear there is very real. But look at what's happening. It's a very well-organized, well-funded army that's waging war against an imprisoned civilian population.
Can you tell me any history that may have been or is regarding Jewish people over in Palestine?
It's a very contested area. There is no state of Palestine. There's a state of Israel that has never declared its borders. And there's the occupied Palestinian territories, the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, and East Jerusalem, as well as the Golan Heights. But less people talk about that. Part of the issue in the West Bank and Gaza and East Jerusalem is settlements, what they call settlements, which are illegal under international law. That's the state of Israel moving the Jewish Israeli population into the territories it's occupying. Ilan Pape wrote a really great article in Electronic Intifada recently where he just puts it like this. Ever since Israel conquered those lands in 1967, they've been looking for a way to keep the lands without making the Palestinian people living in them citizens with rights. And the way they've been doing that is a little bit at a time. And he describes what's been going on in Gaza as an incremental genocide, just a little bit at a time. If you look at each thing that happens, and the Israeli state pushes for this always, they have their pretext, whatever it is at the time, but they focus on this specific pretext of the moment and say it's all because of that. But if you look at the bigger picture, you have a state that's doing the same thing over and over again. They pulled all the Israeli settlements out of Gaza in the summer of 2005, which the peace movement was very excited about because the settlements are such a thorn in the side to the Palestinian people living under occupation. But what that allowed them to do is really seal off the Gaza Strip on all four sides, where it's not getting enough medical aid, it's not getting enough electricity. The state of Israel has complete control over imports and exports, and then occasionally they bomb them. They just go in there and wage war against an imprisoned population.
Many of you know where it's empty. I know where it's Rana Abdullah, one of the most dedicated organizers of Palestinian politics that I've ever known. She is an active member of the Canadian Palestinian community. And please join me in welcoming Rana Abdullah.
We cannot have to stop. The violence must stop. Hope must prevail. The Palestinians must have the same peaceful and prosperous way of the life of...
Okay, your name would be?
My name is Rana, R-A-N-A, last name Abdullah, A-B-D-U-L-L-A.
And you were at the podium speaking today. Can you tell me just a little idea of what you spoke?
I was there speaking to the community, and we were standing and conferred my most important message that we should not be silent about Gaza, to let the people of Gaza know that they are not alone. Because those people are enduring the most horrible collective punishment that is illegal, and we as Canadians stand for peace and justice for everyone. And we were calling for the stop of the killing of innocent people, of the children, stop the suffering, because those are injustices that as Canadians we do not embody and we do not know. This is foreign to us. There have been many rallies that were organized in so many cities, so we are sitting side by side with hundreds of thousands of people in solidarity to protest and denounce Israelis' crimes and urging the application of international law and respect of human rights. And I see that the only response to collective punishment is collective solidarity.
Your name would be?
David Weller.
And can you tell me why you're out here tonight?
I'm a Jewish person who believes in equal rights and justice for everybody. Clearly that's not the case. The Palestinians are imprisoned in their own land with no real rights of citizenship, The legal system is all about Israelis and Jewish Israelis. So they're limited in what they can do. Their houses get destroyed if the Israelis decide they don't like where they are. And here you've got this pretext of somehow the Palestinians bombing them, where it clearly seems like they're involved. The Israelis are involved because Hamas and the Fatah, the two factions in the Palestinian community, have decided to work together. The Israelis don't like that because they don't want a unified political entity in Palestine, and so they've got this pretext of bombing in order to try to separate them and destroy even the politics. They've destroyed the economics, they've undermined the land base, and they've now they've removed any kind of political rights or legal rights, and now even attempts to unify politically are seen as a huge threat by the really fascistic government in Israel. And I'm talking about, as a Jew, I was involved in the Zionist organization when I was a kid. I led groups. I was a camp counselor. I really believed in it, but I don't anymore.
Okay, your name would be?
My name is Ali Said. I'm the representative of SOSEP, which is a Solidarity Committee for Ethiopian Political Prisoners in Ethiopia and other parts of the world.
You're at the Winnipeg Rally for Gaza. Can you tell me anything about anybody you know here?
Well, you know, I know the association and also the people who organized it. And it was due to the problem in Palestine, in Gaza.
Do you think this is getting popular media attention?
Oh, definitely. I mean, the world knows. And what do you think? And when in one night when people die, some 100 people then being killed by a rocket or jet and, the tank, what do you expect? And people know, and they talk about it. And also, don't forget, this is a Ramadan. During the Ramadan time, to see all those people dead, and it's a shocking story. So people talk about it. It's a double pain, you know. The first one is, you know, it's not a pain. It's, you know, they are doing their religion, and according to the Islam religion, fasting is very important. The second one, during this the Ramadan time, and to hear or to see when people are dying, it's a pain. Regardless of their, you know, fasting, still people are worried what's happening in Palestine and then the people who are dying in every day. And everywhere, anywhere injustices and everywhere injustices and anywhere injustice, you know?
Can you give me a quick 2-minute story on the thoughts on your mind of the events tonight or anything you want to talk about regarding this issue?
Well, you know, this should be stopped. You know, occupying the Gaza and occupying the Palestinian land, it's not important. The war should be stopped, especially the government, like Canadian government, the British government, the American government. They should work hard to stop this war between Israel and Palestine. And look how the children are growing up. And these kids, when they grow up in that war, they don't exercise anything except revenge. So to stop the revenge, we have to stop the war.
Free Palestine! Free Palestine! Free Palestine! Free Palestine!